darkness, everybody! Dark, everyone! Darkness is spreading!
Darkness. Where the fuck was your dark ass at, nigga?
Darkness.
Ah, CJ, I'm so glad you could show up. So glad.
I forgot what day it was. All right, sue me. God.
You're on there, CJ. So nice of you.
What day it was. I ain't never heard no shit like that. Last week. All right, first of all, we want to talk about this, people. Last week, on Sunday, after we got done doing Spider-Man, did we not have a long conversation?
We had an extended conversation. We gave the exact time, the exact date, and when that time and that day came, CJ was nowhere to be found. He was on the road. On the fucking road.
Cody, you remember the day before, though? He was saying, hey, you guys ready? And I was like, we just talked about this.
Yes.
I didn't have my internet installed yet, not till the day after or whatever, and that next day, Jesus Brothers on the fucking road. Where the fuck did you go?
I had places to be. All right, some dark places.
But you just randomly got up and left.
Randomly. Out of the blue. It threw me off. Because I couldn't get a podcast there later.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And the only reason I was available to is because I was obviously just moving some shit around at the new place or whatever shit. So this nigga was in the woods somewhere, people, and we was looking at this. I'm looking at this Negro. First of all, I'm just like, you know, when I went to Italy, I said something. When Cody went out to New York and San Diego, he said something. This nigga wait till the day of recording to tell us this shit.
Wait till the day of the last 10th before.
Hey, Cody, he don't even tell us that. He tells us when we start recording.
Like, oops, was that me? So we communicated.
And then today! And then today! I sent a message out saying, hey, can we do it at this time? Because my drive is a little longer now, or whatever. So I get home 20 minutes early, or whatever, to do this shit. And I look on his Facebook status, this nigga is out partying or something like that.
How about you? I mean, I don't have a podcast to record. Like, I'm on anybody else's time. Fuck everybody else's time.
You're the most unreliable nigga ever.
Don't put that on me, man.
You need to put that on you. Put everything on you.
Who else are you going to put it on?
I tell you, boy. I'm glad y'all doing well.
I got this nigga so calm about it, too, like,
yeah.
Y'all light niggas are funny. Y'all just selfish niggas. That's all that is. Y'all don't think about me and my needs or whatever.
Y'all need to be on darkness, dark brother time.
First of all, we don't mind when one of us go out and nothing do or whatever and shit. We don't mind that. Matter of fact, the darkness are... Oh, for that.
The band?
Yes. Just give us a little shout. You know, it's a little message. You know, it's just something to notify us.
It's like
something, goddammit.
It's like 20 ways of reaching us, CJ. Twitter, Google+, Facebook, Instagram.
We need to find out vicariously through fucking Facebook on a random post, man.
Isn't it? That's CJ, people.
Nope. I do apologize. I note it. And
that just goes to show you the power of pussy is worth more than two Negroes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how awful thing that is. Shit, I bet it would have been this before, CJ. I swear to God. This is some other bullshit, man.
Remember what he sent us yesterday? When I said, when CJ took his little impromptu trip, road trip, and then he said, it might be another. When's this one, CJ? Tell us now.
Okay. There is one this weekend. I'll be in Chicago, but I should be back in Ohio on Sunday but I have a wedding. Okay, here's the messed up thing. I am the best man of a friend of mine who's a girl. I'm the best man to her husband on a wedding.
You know what is nigga?
No, he's from Africa. So.
No.
Good luck with that, then.
Good luck.
So I got to go to Chicago Thursday, drive back to Ohio like 8 o'clock in the morning just to get back here in time for a wedding.
Well, people, there you go. No darkness at the movies this weekend.
It is darkness. I'll be there. We will record at night. Cause, oh, yeah, we do need to record that Son of Batman.
Don't say anything. Don't. I'll give you a review out, people. But people, now that we got done, CJ's schedule out the way. People, welcome to the darkness.
The darkness.
Yes.
Cody is finally back.
Back. Is back on schedule. At least I think we're back on schedule. I'm not sure yet.
It's like an hour behind, but hey, what?
All three of us recording. All three of us recording. We're good.
Yeah, we're good now, motherfucker.
Oh man, see, me and Cody had plans tomorrow, or whatever. But since you was an hour late, we just finished it right now. So we just like,
look at that, brothers. The darkness bring the light into the dark.
Try to spin this shit. Shut up.
I know you're trying to get on the light skinned nigga side now. Hey, Cody, ever since he traded us for his Lindsay, his Lena 2.
My Lena 2. Must have Matthew Brown too.
Yeah, he don't have time for us no more, you know.
My dark gym.
Yeah, his whatever the fuck his nigga gym or whatever.
Oh,
we call her. She don't have time. She don't have time for us no more and shit. Matter of fact, ever since that or whatever. Matter of fact, when she left, he was giving her all praise and shit. That nigga ain't never gave us no praise when we leave the show and shit.
Did not.
He just say, yeah, whatever, niggas, hang up now. Damn, CJ, you and pussy. I swear, man. You pretty quiet tonight, too, nigga. What's up?
How was your weekend, motherfucker? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. My weekend was good. Just still moving some stuff in, waiting on furniture and all that shit. You know, all that usual shit. But and drinking, yeah. Celebrating Mom's Day and my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah, it was Mother's Day for you.
Damn, nigga, you forgot that, too? Jesus. You just said on a Thursday we was going to do a Mother's Day show.
Man, I had a lot going on, man. My sister graduated, or we thought she didn't, or she did, but she ended up graduating. So that was confusing. You know, my sister. What?
I like how you use that word, confusing.
Yes, confusing, like, I didn't know when she graduated, when she's not graduating. She didn't know where we were going. It was very confusing, man. But, and then we had Mother's Day, and then I had family. And it's been a crazy week. This whole week been crazy.
And not having internet for a week and find out how crazy
it is. Man, your hand must be as soft as a baby bottle now to have internet.
I have porn for a fucking week, y'all. So.
Damn.
How is that porn detox?
It's quite delicious, matter of fact. How about your weekend, Cody?
Usual weekend to get another beer event. You know how that goes. Me and my beer geekery.
That's in Anaheim, right?
Yep, it was in Anaheim.
Cody had a rough weekend, though.
Doing that in please explain to me, CJ, how I had a rough weekend. Enlighten me.
Hey, Cody, you had a rough weekend because this nigga wasn't available to show up.
Hey, I was out there trying to protest, trying to get his weekend to be right. But the forces out at large, they destroyed out his weekend. Because Almost Human got canceled, man.
That's right.
Oh, was that week? I thought that was old. I that meeting got canceled.
Damn. Harry was that week.
Damn, Cody. Yeah, that's okay. He's got Thinking Like a Man 2 coming out, though.
Yeah. Like some bullshit sequel. But yeah, hopefully. I'll bounce back.
It's going to be all right, Cody. Don't worry. People, I apologize. I'm eating and shit.
Are you still on those tacos?
Man, I got like 7 of them. That's why. They're delicious.
Yeah, they
are. Delicious. But, of course, tell the people, tell the nice people out there what we're going to get into today.
Oh, we got a little X-Men talk, some cats news. I know Pete wants to excite about. I can hear him.
Man, fuck
mic right
that
now.
Franchise. That franchise can go to hell. I'm so sick of that franchise. It can straightly go to hell.
Speaking of that thing, it involves P1. P1 might have a second chance at becoming a certain part of a little teenage group. That little reboot, you know, if you ever heard about
it. Yeah, I heard about that. So, <talking about it. laughs> a second chance. When he said that, I was just like, well, all right, here we go. Where's your goddamn joke at now? Man, that would have been cool. I was talking about. That would have been a cool job.
There was something else I wanted to talk about, but we have a bunch of questions, so if I don't think about it before then we'll just get to the question. So, but yeah, I guess we can hop into this cats news now.
Okay.
Sure, you all heard about.
Yeah.
Mr.
So Gambit. Gambit's probably going to be in the next
one. Our new Gambit. Yeah, he was. Oh, well, that X-Men. Never mind. That wasn't an X-Men movie.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was an abomination.
You're right.
Yeah, that was an abomination. That wasn't a movie. But yeah, Gambit's finally going to be in a full character in a full-length X-Men film and played by Channing fucking Tatum.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's a bad day when I wish that Taylor Kitsch would come back.
I'm not going to lie. What was he known in the movies? Well, he was known as the failure, and I'd rather see him than
Taylor. Yeah. Because goddamn, man. What?
He had the look down. I'm not going to lie. He had the look down as far as Gambit.
I give him that, at least.
He wasn't in the movie long enough to fail or succeed or anything, so they just didn't give him shit to do, which I think...
Right, he didn't have a fucking thing to do with the movie, so...
I don't even remember if he...
All he did was... Knocked unconscious?
Yeah, slept. He went on a rooftop and waited a little pull around, and that was about it.
Yeah, exactly. He shot some fire for some cards at a card table or something like that.
Yeah, and then he jumped down off of a chair to the ground and move.
I read a comment that said, I'm from Louisiana. Channing Tatum is perfect for that casting. I was just like,
oh my God.
He's not even from... Didn't even have a southern accent, and to hear him use a southern accent sounds fucking horrible.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
The casting director or the director of that film, Mr. Singham, he must really love Channing Tatum to pick him for this because he has no resemblance whatsoever. No.
Also, I'm trying to figure out what about Channing Tatum scream Gambit?
Like, any.
Who thought of this? Like, who was really getting together?
Brian
like
Singer.
You said.
Oh, my God.
Like Colossus. If he would have said that, I'd have been like, eh, well, that's fine.
Oh, he would have been a perfect Colossus, if anything.
Yeah, any other character, but, like, Gambit is, like, the most charismatic members on the damn team.
Right.
I don't see no style or charisma or charisma.
Hell no.
From Channing Tatum, whatever.
No.
That motherfucker can't even act.
The only thing he was using was 21 Jump Street. That was because he was playing a dumbass.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you. Because they played a dumbass with a lot of people saying, well, he's got.
And he would do it again.
Yep.
And that trailer looks horrible for that movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like the same fucking thing. Anyway.
It looks fucking horrible. But anyway, yeah, I hear a lot of people saying he gotten better as an actor. I'm just like, where?
Like, what?
Where did he get better at? Because he still arranges the same amount of emotions. You know, these
movies is where he spread his fucking wings and showed he has some
rage. And sure, wasn't side effects.
Oh, your jaw, right? What was it?
Oh, hell. Oh.
That was Magic Mike, right? That was one, right?
That nigga was boring in Magic Mike. The only time he was interesting was when he was dancing. You guys know that he's going to be directing Magic Mike 2, right?
Yeah.
God. Damn, this nigga's going to be a director now. Wow.
Tatum, the director. Multi-talented.
Damn, can you imagine if he wanted to direct his solo Gambit film?
Oh, my. Don't you even fucking play. Don't you play.
A solo Gambit film?
No, you're making Fox ideas now. God damn you, P1.
A lot of people like to say that Disney and Marvel has created this world, and you know, X-Men is starting to create a franchise as well. And wow, I like to believe we have one good one and one bad one. And
just looking at him, just looking at this beef neck motherfucker, you know, this John Cena light kind of guy.
You call him John
beef neck. I like that one.
He just ain't nothing but like a beef neck, man. He's just like,
oh man.
I personally, I'm not. Man, X-Men is like one of my favorite comics. I have no interest in none of these films that are coming out anytime soon.
Oh, we know.
Like Apocalypse. Man, that's huge. I would.
That's massive, man. That's universe changing right there.
I would love to see Apocalypse on screen, but at the rate they're going with this, I personally don't give a fuck. After seeing The Sentinels and Days of Future Past,
oh my god! But I've been seeing trailers of those Sentinels up close trailers. I'm like, how hard is it? How hard is it to make a big gay purple robot? You know.
Apparently Hollywood don't like purple because Galactus, they turn them to a cloud. The Sentinels, they don't want to make. So apparently purple is a big deal.
They turn Gambit into a neck. Ain't no purple.
Here's a bigger question, though. Are they going to have him just play Channing Tatum, or is he going to use an accent?
Oh, God. Can you imagine him trying to use an accent?
Oh, he did. You remember G.I. Joe?
Oh my god.
He tried to.
I remember. No, I'm just saying, in that first G.I. Joe movie, he was all nice and white when he was about to get married. And then, And then they flash forward after his marriage was over, and he was hanging out with Marlon Wayans, like, yo, man, you know what I'm just saying? We just are here, we're going to do what we need to do, man, you know?
He has the same fucking expressions on his fucking face and every goddamn. Gambit actually emotes or whatever. He's flirtatious. I don't see none of this shit on fucking Channing Tatum with his fucking noodle neck looking motherfucker or whatever. Damn, man, this is the most stupidest fucking casting I've ever fucking heard. X-Men has got to be going down in the history books as being known as the worst fucking franchise in a film history that has some of the worst fucking casting choices I've ever fucking seen. Who the fuck keeps giving Brian Singer money and greenlighting his shit that he keeps going on with his pedophile raping ass?
I'm just saying, especially with that whole costume, how are we going to put this costume on this man? He wears a skin-tight face neck costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, all you're going to see is just nothing but blackness beneath, and then you're going to see his face look like a screensaver.
Oh, shit.
I never thought I'd be saying this with like when Cody's there. I'd rather see Taylor Kitsch play the role in the same costume he had on or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd really fucking rather see that than this shit that they talking about. I'm sorry, people talking about like, oh, give Chance him a chance. No. If he had the track record to back it up, then maybe. I have more faith in fucking Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor than I do as fucking Channing Tatum as Gambit. And what the fuck?
Yeah, at least Jesse Eisenberg can act. He has that on his side.
Yeah. Another thing, too, is like, oh, give him a chance. You'll never know. Yeah, I gave the last previous X-Men movies chances with the casting picks that they fucking chose, and they all fucking awful.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck what y'all say about Wolverine. That is an awful Wolverine. Awful. You know why he's awful? Because he's fucking boring. He's got to be the most fucking boring superhero I've seen on the goddamn screen so far in the past decade now.
We have unleashed the beast, people.
He is fucking boring. Whatever. And he has. And if you don't believe him in the X-Men movies, he has two solo films to prove that to you, too. Because who remembers that last Wolverine movie?
You mean The Wolverine or The Origins?
The last one just came out last year. Because it's funny, me and Cody just did a show, and I brought up three superhero movies. I didn't even bring that shit up. You know what I mean?
I don't even understand the Wolverine. It was just about him and some fish-eyed girl hanging out.
They took the worst storyline from the fucking first three films of.
Oh yeah,
I feel that, bad about Jean Grey, whatever.
It's man, like, that is the most unconvincing romance screen.
Are we still dealing with that storyline? Are we serious here, Brian?
That was some bullshit, man.
It really was some bullshit, and I was just like,
yeah, that.
Then that fucking thing at the end of the film where fucking Xavier appears and Wolverine has his look on his face where he's like, how? And he gives him some stupid answer like, we're all full of surprises. And people in there clapping and cheering. I can tell you this right now. Had this been a Marvel movie or whatever, one of those Disney ones, they'd have been giving that movie crucifying that shit, whatever. But all of a sudden now, hey, it's a Wolverine movie. Oh, they can get a pass with some shit like that. I was just like, you guys are fucking kidding me. Come on now.
He should have said that we're all part of this bullshit.
My theater was clapping and cheering and shit when they heard that line. I was just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Come on now. Now, I understand the comic books, how that shit worked, but those are goddamn comic books. Okay, this is a fucking movie. You need to make sense of this shit now. Fuck that movie.
Man, today really been a bad, like a crazy day for casting and releasing news.
And a crazy day for that fucking franchise since 2000.
Damn.
Only thing they ever fucking got right was First Fucking Class. And the only thing they got wrong with that is trying to introduce that old-ass Magneto with new Magneto. When is that nigga gonna die already, okay? We talked about... sorry, people, I don't give a fuck. I want that nigga to go on. I want him to just go away. I don't want him in no more fucking X-Men movies. When are they old-ass gonna go? People talking about, what? I don't think Patrick Stewart was a fine Xavier. That nigga didn't do shit. Literally sat in it. He could have been Hector. It would have been fine.
Oh, Lord.
I don't give a fuck, whatever, at this point now, shit. All he did was sit in that fucking chair and just touch his head at times, whatever. I was like, you know that Xavier in the books and cartoons did so much more and shit? This nigga just rolled.
Xavier did a lot of messed up stuff in the books, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a lot of fucked up shit in the books. He did a lot of fucked up shit in TV shows. And there was one episode where he teamed up with Magneto and shit. He did a lot of shit. And in here, they just had him rolling around.
I remember reading one comic when Xavier, he took like some kind of alien mutant baby and hooked it up the Cerebro machine to it and kind of had it, you know, just chilling in the basement.
Xavier was fucking aliens in the book and shit.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, Xavier did what's up and reappears talking about it was magic. Nigga, fuck your own magic. Nigga, make sense of this shit. You can't build a franchise or try to start a universe off previous shit that didn't make sense to begin with.
Oh, they have tried. They haven't. They've been doing it.
I can't believe people get this shit passed. It's like, seriously, any other film, they'd have gave this shit, but these films get passes. I don't get that shit. This damn movie has been a dame of my existence since fucking 2000. I was fucking 11 years old, goddamn it, shit.
Jesus.
Fucking damn near a decade passed, and I still don't get it. Along with you ignorant-ass niggas. But I... Sorry, people. I hate this fucking franchise. I can't stand it.
I couldn't tell.
I was gonna be quiet, but shit. I read this article.
Tell
right
us
now.
How you feel, buddy.
Oh man,
they did better hiring CJ to be fucking Gambit.
You know I wouldn't show up on time for that Gambit.
That nigga would have forgot what role he is.
I'm gonna get shut up to the wrong set.
I do declare that I that my superpowers are here. Like, you're not the Beast.
He pulls up in a wheelchair and shit. He's like, you ain't exactly in there. What the fuck? I gotta get this back to my friend now.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, but let's get into the next. That topic's gonna piss me off more.
Oh, but all right, man. Yeah, rebooting, man. Motherfucking Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Yes.
I don't want to get caught for this shit.
So, yeah, Lionsgate, they're out.
Black Ranger.
What was that?
I said P1 would have made a good Black Ranger.
Yeah, I
would have been good Black Ranger.
I think people could pull that Black Ranger shit off. But like I said, man, yeah, you have another chance now. Lionsgate, man. That's the place to be.
That's a good point. I don't know if CJ was around at the time, but back in 2012, I tried out to be the Black Power Ranger.
Yeah, no. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, it was right after I met you.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was around that time, and I remember I made it to the final. I forgot what final. I remember the final, and they gave it to this light-skinned Negro. A lighter Negro.
He was.
A lighter Negro than me and Cody will ever be.
Oh, goddamn.
Matter of fact, I even watched the first episode of it. He had a Jew pro and everything. I was just like, see, that's the thing.
Which Power Ranger was this?
Black Ranger.
No, I mean, but which thing? Was it Dino Thunder? Or?
No, it's a Mega Force.
Mega Force? Oh, you locked out to that dude on Mega Force? Some bull, man.
The funny thing is, if you watch that episode, the first episode of that shit, the Black Ranger they have there, he is a splitting image of what I am, whatever. Like the first scene of him, he's already hitting on the Yellow Ranger and shit like that, whatever. He's flirting. He's like athletic. He talks a lot and shit. I was just like,
and he was a criminal.
I was just looking at him. I was just like, was that naturally the character, or did they just steal most of that? I'm just curious. I'm curious about that. Really, I am.
I'm telling you, they only gave that to him because he had dreadlocks. That's the only acceptable black people you can put on TV for white kids.
I was just about to say that, too. I was just about to say, all the black people there had, like, interesting hairstyles, too. I was the only Negro with, like, a short hairstyle. I was just like, ooh, that's probably what it is, too. I should have just left the beard and all that shit in there. Because everybody had their beards and shit. I was the only one to try to say, because I thought you had to look young for the role, shit, you know? Mm-hmm. I had their full-ass grown beard. These grown-ass 30-year-old men and shit.
Well, don't worry, P1. That guy didn't do anything with his life after that Power Rangers. I think he was like in one, he was a extra in some movie I saw a while back. Huh?
That shit get canceled already? You saying like after
a new Power Rangers show like every year?
It's a new Power Rangers every year, my friend.
Damn, shit. But yeah, I heard that news. I heard it last week. Lionsgate green lighted our Power Rangers fucking remake. I was just like.
You know, the thing about the Power Rangers, I get that it's cheesy as shit. I mean, we all know that. We've seen it.
Hell yeah, we know that. Hell yeah, we know
that. It's clear as day.
The movie, I think.
Right, but with this, I think there is a chance they can make this cool. Because Power Rangers is basically a fucking comic book movie. Let's be real.
It is, yeah.
It's a
movie with cheap effects.
Yeah.
Didn't have any money behind it going in. It was on a channel level. It didn't have anything going behind it. But I think with Lionsgate getting a hold of it, an actual major studio, film studio here, I think it has a chance to have actually look pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you put enough care into it, I think you can make this shit really fucking cool if you wanted it to.
You know what I say, dude? I say you get the guys that made The Raid.
Shit, man.
Oh.
Call it Power Raiders.
You get them to do the choreography on the fights or whatever, because listen, the fights are corny because they're always posing and shit.
Yeah, and that cheesy dialogue.
Like that. If they take that out and just actually get some real good fight choreography, I actually wouldn't mind seeing this, to be honest.
Like, all they have to do is get the tone right, man. You can't make this shit too dark and gritty, because that would be fucking stupid. And you can't make this fucking goofball, because that would also be fucking stupid.
Don't make the teenagers unrealistic and shit. Yes. Like,
let's all help out at the community.
Perfect teens and shit like that.
Perfect teens that had parents and nowhere to be found.
They all wear the same colors of their suits and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's fucking in the bathrooms and getting one pregnant.
They always skipping class. They always hanging out and shit like that. Just like, no. Make it realistic. Like I don't want to see constantly teachers calling their parents like this kid wasn't in school or whatever. But you know, hey, like, you know, make them college students. How about that?
Maybe
that way we can afford.
No, they're not. Because they feel that college is too old for these kids that are supposed to watch it. Even though they're grown ass people like myself,
yeah,
and like black nerd comedy, and like other people like the who watch the Power Rangers on a daily basis.
That shit too cheesy, man. I can't watch it no more.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I'll tell you right now, they hand me that page. I would have been watching that shit off. I would have had that nigga Cody over here sitting there watching with me. Whatever. We would have been like, I'm the strong endorser of this shit.
Well, the thing is about Power Rangers, it has a very strong base of following.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, like Jason Frank, the guy who used to play Tommy.
Jason Frank,
Great Ranger.
Yeah, he goes out and he does signings at Comic Cons and all this stuff. He get a little.
He actually came back in the newer ones, if I'm not mistaken. I think.
I think he did. Yeah,
he came back. I know the dude is a mixed martial artist or art too. Yeah,
and the Christian rapper.
Is he?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he makes a lot of Christian rap, Christian music.
Oh, right on.
The one thing you have to get right about this, though, you have to get these five. I don't know if they're putting the green one in there, too, so, or five or six people. You got to get these five or six people. You got to get the actors right on here. Their dialogue has to be right. If it is that cheesy jumping up for joy shit or whatever.
Yeah.
This is some rated G shit that went straight to DVD. Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the jumping up for joy, the cheesy stuff that you call it, that is a lot of the Japanese the footage that you see of Power Rangers. Yeah. Because Power Rangers kind of filmed the two parts, one American and one Japanese.
Yeah, it was a manga, wasn't it?
It was a show. It was a manga and it was a show in Japan called Senpai. And it was a lot crazier than what we saw.
Oh, hell yeah. I remember the costumes for those and shit. I actually kind of like those.
Yeah, but you had a thing where you had to fight things like a purse monster, a shoe monster.
Oh, trust me, they had that in the American version too, bro.
Yeah, man,
that's what I'm saying. When they cut it, because all the time they fought monsters, that was all Japanese. And all the time you saw the people, that was all American.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw there was this I saw back in November, October, somebody, I thought that this was the actual, this is when I heard the news of probably because I heard they got the rights, but I didn't know if they were making it, that someone made like a fan-made trailer, and not so much a fan-made trailer, it looked like somebody actually bought like an actual costume and did like choreography around it or whatever, and the fight scenes actually was shot well or whatever stuff. So I was thinking for a trailer, it looked pretty goddamn cool. So I was like, man, they could make a badass live-action Power Rangers movie now.
Yeah, I think you can do it. Especially, it had a lot of potential now. Especially, I'm just like, much like the amazing fights with the big ass butts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, man, that looked cool as shit, man.
As long as you don't set lines like Boogie with the Bear and shit like that. I swear to fucking God, if you hear lines like that and it's fucking doing or whatever, then you love to see them. I would love to see, like, them fight like someone the size of Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
In that new movie or whatever and shit, like the new guy that just overpowers their Zords or whatever and shit. That shit would be awesome to see some shit like that.
Yeah,
not that Pacific Rim shit I had to see where they had to connect their mind and shit. Oh, that they had time to build something like that or whatever. That's what I want. They could make something easy where they just controlled it by a joystick.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say, man. Why are they so damn complex? Like this is advanced training course in this shit, man.
Link our brains up to these things. How the fuck did you create this?
Can you just make a bigger missile? Because I'm pretty sure that it was working when you kept shooting it.
Making it into a nuclear bomb, too. I'm just like, how the fuck did you... You just spent the time trying to figure out how to close the fucking portal. How about you put some rocks on that motherfucker or something? Yeah, don't make no complications like that. But yeah, just stay away from. I say stay away from the cheese. Don't do the poles or anything like that. It'd be fine because that's. I always thought the costumes were cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I have a problem with costumes.
And when I found out I couldn't, I was gonna carry that goddamn helmet everywhere. I was gonna take that shit to the bar, look at Cody, and like, can you put that shit down? You just like put that shit in your, leave it in your car or whatever. Shit. Fuck, you gotta keep bringing that thing. Ordering some motherfucking beer and shit.
That would have got that role, man. Would've been awesome.
That would've been fucking awesome.
Correct.
Would've been some crazy drunk ass Power Ranger on set.
No, here's the thing. They would have made me sign a contract saying I can't be in the public eye in like bars or shit like that. So.
I know, you'll be on set.
So I would have had to stay inside drinking. I really would have had to keep my name concealed in this shit. All the motherfuckers and shit. Especially after my rant on Xbox.
They'll get all your cheesy parts. Hey, man, I love X, man.
Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine P1 cheesy?
Yeah.
Come on, team, let's work together. We can get this through. Come on, guys.
Oh, shoot.
Like, how do you live?
Thank you, Cody, for that empowering.
You guys want to see?
Shit, nigga. I got more fingers than almost human ass.
Hey, Willikers, it looked like the check clear. All right.
Yeah, Michael Ealy not gonna nothing talking about, hey brother, you think you got if you need to take a break with the black right? Nah, nigga. You had your chance. You try to get all serious and shit on Fox. Better go to Nickelodeon, nigga. That's where the money's at. Oh shit. You guys we got 35 minute mark. You wanna get a story, you guys wanna get the questions? What are we gonna do?
Up to you, man.
I know, the only other story we could possibly get into is the whole Batman thing that got revealed. But other than that,
I'm pretty sure there's a question about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a question about that. So, let's hop into the questions.
All right, let's get into questions now, people. This comes from the darkness at the movies. Spider-Man. Alex, he said, he laughs. I think CJ's in his own little world when it comes to ratings. Well, you don't say, Alex. What's funny is that he's been doing this longer than Cody and still fucking up, haha. Anyways, quick question, Cody. How easy or hard was it for you to switch from doing a podcast about anything to now reviewing films?
It wasn't really hard, man. I've been pretty analytical about movies ever since I've been around like 14, 15, I can say.
Since 1970 when the first Superman film came out.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so as opposed to just talking about it amongst my friends off mic, I just do it on the mic. So it wasn't really a big of a transition. So that's that.
Yeah, about that. For 2 years I've known Cody, every time we go out, we bring up a movie or something like that. So.
All right, there you go. I feel like you guys want to have regular chemistry to make it for everybody to kind of enjoy you guys talk about the films.
You do realize you're on that show too, nigga. You know that, right?
Yeah. I give it a 3 fuckers out of a seen it. So there you go.
Oh, CJ, never change, man. My change.
I like it. He's just like, yeah, I think you two got good credit for the review. It's like, you do what I'm doing there too. Damn, it has been long. You go to bed after this when we done, all right, bro? God damn, dude. My man Don says, damn, CJ. He says, do you guys, we just announced it as me and Cody, but do you guys think this was worse than Spider-Man 3?
As of right now, yep, I do.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I definitely think so, because I'm debating on should I either go, I'm not even debating to go watch Spider-Man 3. I'd rather go watch Spider-Man 3 right now than go back and watch that Amazing Spider-Man.
I think this one had more potential than Spider-Man 3 as well.
Yeah, I would say that.
Especially since they're planning ahead before Spider-Man 3 is planned ahead. This one's planning ahead for like something bigger. And if this is what they introduced, then I'm not looking forward to what they got in the future.
Yeah, this is even more insulting because they got lost to Spider-Man himself in this movie, and everything around him is just some bullshit. So
it was bullshit. It was just like, oh, hey, I just want to let you know that your dad, here's a video of your dad. Oh, wait, that don't go nowhere.
Yeah, I think Jamie Foxx is the worst villain I've seen in all the Spider-Man series, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll say that. I'll give you that one.
I mean, a lot of people ask me, do you think him or Venom was worse? I was like, oh, Venom was much better because that nigga didn't talk. It was Eddie Brock that talked. Venom didn't talk at all. It was Eddie Brock talking.
Eddie Brock got
Electro talk, Electro talk and Jamie Foxx talk. There's two. Holly, she says, is there an explanation as to why Sony, Fox, and Warner Bros. Aren't making quality from superhero blockbusters as the Disney's Marvel? Also, when are we going to get videos from the darkness at the movies? When CJ moves out of bumfuck nowhere and decides to move to California.
There we go. I can't wait to move down there. So, you know what? I saw some of your old videos. I was actually snooping around the old archives.
Yeah.
And, you definitely look, man, camera friendly. I mean, I would totally do a show with you or...
You sent that link when you said about this, whatever. He sent me and Cody some old videos me and Lena did, whatever, on when we did video reviews. Yeah, man, camera, I'm not shy to a camera. I'd say, I've been, like I told him when I first started movies, I was in a fucking Kool-Aid camera. I mean, I've done TV before, commercials-wise and music videos and shit. Camera, I'm not scared of it. I mean, I know I'd be myself on it, whatever, and just deliver whatever it is I got to deliver. But video is harder.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you know, all my co-hosts don't live in the fucking same area except for Cody, so.
Well, I guess you got to set up your video. We should make it. We'll do a video or something one day when we come down to California.
That's what I'm doing with this room right now, as my office, whatever. I'm definitely going to be recording a lot more stuff here. I do want to get a camera set up stuff and start getting more involved with that. But because I do have some ideas for what videos we could do. I mean, I had ideas for videos we could do if back when we was doing Jungle Love and shit like that. But you know, none of us fucking Wayne lived in Australia. Sammy was in Canada. CJ's in Ohio. Shit. So you know.
We'll do it. We'll do it one day. Don't worry. We're going to move forward.
I'm sure more because I've already extended the invitation to Cody when we start doing more shows together, whatever. He's going to be coming over here probably.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Now his show canceled. He should be able to, you know, he want to get back on TV now. Get back on TV, boy. Shoot.
He's like, as long as I keep getting that Michael Ealy fame, I'll be popular. as far as why Sony, Fox, and Warner Bros. Aren't making the quality for the superhero blockbusters of Disney Marvel is because they're trying to beat Disney Marvel.
Yeah, they're trying to rush so fast and so hard and not caring about the movies.
Yeah.
They're just making crap.
They need to worry about their own self, whatever, and stop. Once they saw that $1 billion off Avengers and Iron Man 3, they just like, well, then shit, we have our own super. Let us do it too. We'll slap that Marvel. They think it's because that Marvel logo is attached to it at all. It's gonna get. You gotta understand, the Avengers was something much bigger than what was going on. Plus, the quality was much fucking better than the Spider-Man movie here. But
oh god,
don't even get me started for you. Fox were casting, and these Marvel movies are much better than the casting you've ever fucking done. And Warner Brothers, I think your problem is you try too hard, and you go a complete opposite of what's already laid out in front of you. Like somebody, I was having a conversation with somebody today, and they were saying how they're angry at Nolan for kind of ruining this potential Justice League. And I was just like, if anything, Nolan Dark Knight Rises left shit open for them to continue something. To pick it up, whatever. If they wanted to go with older Batman, why did they just didn't continue Christian Bale's character, Mac or whatever, but they just say that he's tired of doing this, whatever, and he trained JGL. They already had the actors lined up and shit. These people are sitting here just waiting. It's like, but they was like, no, we're going to do a complete opposite. They put more work into it, they have to, and spending more money that they don't.
Here we go.
Yeah, pretty much sums it up.
That's the main problem with these studios is that they see the money that Disney's bringing in and they want to be
right.
That.
Yeah, they really wanted to get their money so bad, so quick and easy. I mean, good lord! I mean, how hard is it?
Man, it still goes over 600 million worldwide, and they weren't happy with that because it wasn't Iron Man 3 money.
Well, the thing is, too, and they know that they can do the bare minimum. You know, make it decent, or not even that decent, but just make it. Just make it a little okay. Give it a fuck it, and people still go pay $600 million to go see.
Yeah, like my Man of Steel. I can forgive. I can move in superhero films. I really can. Like I said, Spider-Man 3. I forgave a lot of shit in there, but when you make things so serious and fucking deep about it, and then when it's like, the Marvel films are all silly. They're all fucking silly. I don't give a damn what you say. They're all silly in their own way because they're comic films, obviously. And Marvel characters are silly in general. But they still have fun and play around with it. The Warner Brothers team, they make everything so deep and serious in the films. And Man of Steel, the shit that they were talking about, that shit sound cartoony. Like, when it got down to it, when it got to the end of the film, you was just like, all that seriousness really went downhill. Like you got Papa Kent here trying to teach Clark about morals and shit like that, and his morals don't mean a goddamn thing when he dies, or it's just like...
You try to make it all
deep. With great responsibility comes great chocolate milk.
Like they try to make his death like so deep and meaningful. But at the end of the day, did not anybody just stand up there and start laughing? Really, like this don't mean that. That was the most ridiculous death I've ever seen. They trying to play this like this is really serious, and then they try to crank that music up as if like something impactful is about to happen. But you don't give a shit about nothing or whatever, and it takes itself way too serious to the fact that where you can't have fun with it. I'm sorry, I didn't know what the fuck was going on in that third act. I ain't never been so lost watching. I was just like, I know why they took that red cape on him, because that's the only thing you can see flying around and shit.
Okay.
Fuck you, Man of Steel. Fuck this. Anyway, I ain't even seen it yet, but fuck your sequel, too, while you at it.
God damn.
And fuck you, X-Men, too. How about, go back to call me no Marvel fanboy. I hate that fucking series. I think that's the worst series I've ever fucking seen. You guys have any thoughts?
How can we at this point?
You hit most of
I know, we're going to call this the X-Men the rant.
I'm very passionate about superhero films, as you can see.
Hey, you know what? That's the video, girls. When he makes a video, he's going to make a X-Men video rant every once a week on YouTube. Like, favorite, subscribe.
Why not? They release some stupid fucking news every week. Don't make any sense. Beast is not going to be in Beast form the whole month. Why the fuck not? We want the actor show. Nobody knows who the fuck he is. Don't make any sense.
His skin will be brown instead of purple.
And I just love how Jennifer Lawrence and fucking Hugh Jackman are on the cover poster and shit like that. I was like, Jennifer Lawrence ain't even a fucking big character in the guy. The only reason she on the fucking cover is that because that bitch won an Oscar. I was like, sorry to diss your woman, CJ, but I'm sorry. Anyway.
That's fine.
Fuck that bitch. Anyway.
I know, right?
Cynthia, she says, any thoughts on P1's hometown boy, Dr. Dre, becoming the first billionaire rapper?
Hold on, let me check that elevator, see if his blood's still there so we can make some more.
What?
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of somebody.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm thinking about somebody. I'm thinking.
Damn, CJ.
They're the same people.
At first, I thought we lost Cody, and he was just saying something to his sister. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Damn, nigga, you got your... Damn, this nigga, you racist, nigga. You trying to say some niggas like...
Man, they both make the Jungle Bunny music, so there you go.
All right. I personally find it hilarious, if you ask me.
Why is that?
Because all these motherfuckers like to talk about how Compton's a horrible city. That city is nothing to fill with gangs. And look at all the success stories coming out that motherfucker. Serena and Venus Williams, best tennis players ever. Hey, Sean Prince Chandler, basketball players. The cornerback for fucking Green Bay Packers went to Dominguez High School. Richard Sherman just signed the fucking 40 seal. Dr. Dre, the first billionaire. Oh my god, I love it. I think it's funny.
T1, the next Black Power Ranger.
The mayor of Compton. Always. P1, the next Power Ranger. Got a nice ring to it, actually. No, but I love it. I find that shit hilarious because I love. I don't know if you guys know they had those security cameras flying around, the security cameras flying around the city of Compton because they were trying to say they were scoping out the crime or whatever. And all they found was somebody's necklace got stolen. They was looking for like gang robberies and shit like that, and all they found was a goddamn necklace.
How old was that with necklace
being stolen off somebody? It was platinum, nigga. That's why.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's why. See, yeah. It was Dr. Dre that stole it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I need to make some more albums.
Don't let me forget, neither. Ice Cube. businessman. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Movie businessman here and shit like that.
Yeah.
I love it. I find this shit hilarious. So next time someone says, oh, Compton, oh, that's a bad place to go. Yeah. Says these seven.
Yeah, it's definitely a bad place. Yeah.
It may be bad, but niggas walking out of here with $1 million and shit all turns up shit. You know who's going to be the next star in this bitch. What do you guys think of it, though?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I can't be too excited about it because I ain't making any of that money, but, you know.
Much,
But, you know, good for him, though. Good for him.
Man, them fucking headphones to get that nigga $3 billion. Though. I'm like,
yeah, you know, popular.
I know, right?
Beats headphones are, dude. That.
I'm going to be the first one to say that. Actually, my brother was the first one to say it. I don't even like them goddamn headphones.
Oh, and they're some
really?
Bullshit.
No.
They should call it some bullshit by Dre because I sell them at my job. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, they muffle the sound a little bit. But, like, for $300? $300?
Yeah, they are pricey.
What kind of headphones you have for $300 goddamn though? Really?
Yeah, they gave me a pair in this movie I was in or whatever and shit, but I sold them because I didn't like them. I thought my brother, because my brother won them at his school and shit, and I thought he was just talking shit because he likes talking shit. And he's just like, I sold those hell, I didn't like them. But then when I got my pair, I was like, yeah, he's kind of right, actually. I'm not a fan of these, to be honest. And plus the price, I don't know who the fuck would spend that on headphones. You can eat a dick on that. I'm sorry. $300 can buy you a TV these days.
Oh, Dr. Drake.
Those headphones better suck your dick while you listen to that shit.
And they do not for $300.
That's a damn shame. That's a crime right there. Anyway, next one's coming up from Amethyst Chaos. She said, I was wondering how my darkness brothers feel about Larry Wilmore taking over the Colbert old show with the Minority Report.
I think all I got to say is they try to do this again. 3-4 years ago with Dan Aykroyd. No, not Dan Aykroyd.
How about that?
What's that black man name? The one that was Blank Man. Huh?
How the fuck?
What? No.
Get Dan Aykroyd like David Alan Greer, man. Come on.
Yeah, David Alan Greer. There we go. David Alan Greer. They tried to do that show with David Alan Greer. And that did not work.
Oh, talking about the chocolate milk?
Oh, yeah, chocolate, yeah.
That shit was up for this like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
I can tell you this right now. Larry Wilmore, I know he's a writer, and he's acted in some stuff. That nigga is boring. So, but then again, I don't give a fuck, because I don't watch Colbert Show anyway. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't watch Colbert, so I can't really comment on this question. So.
Yeah, a little more. I don't really give a fuck. Just got another old-ass nigga up in there, so.
He looked like a friend's father. Like your friend's father if you were going over their house.
He looked like a gay cousin. So he looked like Uncle Ben. He looked like that man on the rice box. You put that hat on him, that nigga could have been that man on the oatmeal box or something. he looked like Colin Powell.
Like,
you look like if Colin Powell and Uncle Ben had a baby, he'd be. Oh shit, Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid. He says, so what do you think with all the new crop of comic book based shows coming soon? Harder on ABC, Gotham on Fox, and Constantine on NBC. You think DC might pull a miracle with either Gotham or Constantine doing at least well with audiences?
Looking forward to Agent Carter.
I can't wait for Agent Carter.
Yeah. Gotham.
That got me a little pumped, too.
I'm really very, very interested in that show, man. I like that trailer a lot. It was very atmospheric. I thought they nailed the look and feel of Gotham. So
by the way, we will be doing recaps to that show when it comes back on fall. So.
There you go. I don't know a whole lot about Constantine, but from what I can see, it looks like it could be cool. So, I don't know.
That's the problem with Constantine. It always looks cool, but the writing in it is shit.
Yeah.
or like average, because it tries to handle so much. I don't know. It might be better for TV.
Yeah, it could be, man. Could be. This could be the medium that's perfect for it. So, let's see.
That trailer for Gotham, though, does look really good.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of was invested in it, and I kind of want to look forward to it. I hope, though, that that show doesn't become like Arrow and just, like, try to cram in these villains to, yeah. just to make you go, like, you know this character, don't you? You know this character. It's like, make the show about Commissioner Gordon.
The simple reason why I have more faith in that show not doing something like that is because it's not on CW. Simple as that.
I was going to say, this one's on Fox. They probably ain't going to last that long then.
So, yeah, there is that, too. You know, Fox is sons of bitches.
If this signs a second season before the first, then you know this show sucks. That's only the time Fox keeps this good, it'll get canceled. So, I'm trying not to get my hopes too high on Gotham, just as the fact that I don't want to get too excited.
Mm-hmm.
They might cancel that shit. So. Almost Human might have been my new show, man.
Yeah, it was beginning to become mine, too. I thought that was going to be my new Fringe, but no.
No. No, not even a little bit. As far as DC pulling a miracle, they got a long way to go in pulling a miracle, so.
Well, this would be their TV miracle, because, you know, I hope. Yeah, I hope at least.
So, too, after a small girl. Problem with them is they need just one medium. Have they got their shit scattered all over the place?
They really do, don't they?
Yeah, you talking about DC? Like, does DC even have rights to that now? Or like CW? They got it on the Cartoon Network. I mean, at least with Marvel, they keep it all on shit that owned by Disney.
Yeah, Disney, ABC. Yeah.
So I don't know how that works out, but we'll see. What about you, CJ? You been quiet, nigga. That nigga drunk as fuck right now.
That who said I was drinking?
All right, Jar Jar.
Oh, goddamn, really? Really, brother? Yeah, you better read that question again.
Oh my god. Okay. Next question now, nigga.
Goddamn.
Surprise, nigga. See what happens when you go out late, CJ? You see what happens? You gotta record late. So you getting everything you deserve right now. Adriana, she says, what's your favorite / worst film / TV show of the year so far and your most anticipated one as well?
Okay, I can answer this one.
Go for it.
My worst show of this year so far is The Boondocks, because I'm not enjoying the crap out of it. I thought I would love it, because I used to love The Boondocks. This season, not funny.
I have not watched the last two episodes, so I can't comment.
Okay. I think it's decent, not great. But
I think of comparing it to the last three seasons, that's probably why. From the two episodes I saw, like Cody said, I thought it looked decent. But I am hearing complaints that the last one ain't been funny or something like that. So, but I can't comment. I haven't seen them, so. As far as my worst TV show there, Arrow.
I was, damn, still the worst shit in my mouth, man. Goddamn.
Fucking hate that show.
Fuck Arrow. Fuck all the Queen. Fuck the Suicide Squad. Fuck Deathstroke in that show. Fuck all of them.
I know people losing that stuff over Arrow. Yeah,
because people are constantly posting how good the fucking show is.
Man, my brother is trying to cram that shit down my throat every day.
I got friends trying to do that shit to me. I'm just like, that show sucks, okay?
Yeah, when I recommend he should watch Agents of Shield, he's like, nah, man, fuck that. I'm like, man.
Agents of Shield did exactly what I thought it would do, though. I remember saying that first season probably ain't going to be all that great or whatever and shit. It's going to have to find its bearing, right? And it did find its bearing.
Oh, boy, did it.
That show has gotten 20 times better. I was just like, finally find its bearing. And then with Agent Carter coming out and they summed out the plus Marvel, you know, it's finally, it made the another appearance of fan the a big deal of making a connection between TV and the movies now, which is probably huge because it's never been done before.
No, it hasn't.
Well, that's another thing there. But my favorite this year, I guess, would be what's came out this year. True Detective was last year, right?
Yeah, it started in December. I think it started in December.
I think so too. I can't remember. All right, I'll go with Agents. Sure, I haven't watched Fargo. Things about that. I can't think of any other shows right now. Madman's been good, but Agents of Shield kind of just came out of nowhere, being pretty goddamn good. So I'm gonna go with that one. That's my favorite. Worst one's Arrow. So
Favorite TV show.
Oh, and most anticipated is I can't wait. I kind of can't wait to see Gotham.
Really?
Yeah, I am a little pumped for that. I just want to see, because that trailer was pretty damn good, and I like how they had the actor of Commissioner Gordon, how his dialogue was.
I like how if you've seen one of those internet memes, they said like nine seasons later, somebody gonna walk on the stage with the glasses and the mustache.
Yeah, I saw that.
I hope the fuck they don't do that. Okay, shit, if they would do that, then put this shit on CW. Then that's pretty much what they do on there.
Yeah,
they do that shit all the time. So you know, like, he opens up the trunk, there's a T-shirt in there with an S on it, or he opens up a trunk and Arrow, the hoodie is in there. They're like, okay, I don't give a fuck now.
I guess I'm gonna agree with you on the TV side of things. As far as films go, for me, from a favorite, it's between The Raid 2 and Captain America. I'm still on the fence between those two.
Yeah, same here.
And the worst I've seen this year, Amazing Spider-Man 2. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What movie?
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Amazing Spider-Man. I was about to say.
Worst I've seen.
My favorite movie is, like Cody just said, it's between Captain America, Raid 2, but I think I might go with Locke.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Locke. I'm a huge fan of Tom Hardy. I loved his performance in that movie. I want to see him and Joseph Gordon-Levitt back on screen together sometimes. They got the Shaft and Dark Knight Rise, but,
yeah.
And my worst, what was that fucking Friedberg and Seltzer movie I had to watch in January?
They had one come out this year?
Yeah, it was a small release one. I forgot the name of it or whatever. Shit, it was something night or some shit like that. Whatever. Fuck that movie. Fuck that movie down the Holy Grail it came out of. I've seen a lot of bad shit, though, this year. I can't really comment on my bad. How about you, CJ? Gravity.
The Hobbit.
That nigga sleeping.
See, nigga, just that.
Damn.
What? Oh my God. I said my best show was the
a movie.
Man, there's no good movie yet. I haven't really seen anything that blew me away yet.
You saw The Raid, didn't you?
The Raid was good. It had a good fight scene. It was good for that. But it didn't really,
you saw Captain America 2, didn't you?
I was gonna
Captain
say.
America 2 was, yes, that was. That was a great movie. Captain America 2. Captain America 2 and Rick and Morty. Captain America 2, favorite movie, and Rick and Morty, favorite TV show this year.
What about worst
so far?
Worst movie.
Oh, man, worst movie. God, Spider-Man 2, hands down.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Fuck it, then. I'll go with Spider-Man 2 then, too, so we can get this trilogy going.
Hands down.
There we go. Sir.
Triple fuck it.
Yeah, get that return. Triple fuck it going. Sir.
Three fuckers in a scene at the end.
A triple three fucker. Damn, that's being redundant.
Fucking three ways.
CJ, you more than likely to go to bed right now, man. Just
one in the hallway, one in the streets, one in the bed. There you go.
Next comment comes from Woman of Steel.
What? The hell?
Hey guys, I'm just listening to your music episode, which I really love. I was just curious as to what you guys are listening to right now. I know you guys are into Daft Punk, which I just now got listening to and love. Any other recommendations? P.S. Cody, I'm with you. I actually like Man of Steel, if you can tell by my name.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Good Lord, right. No.
Okay.
Wait. Now, Cody.
Let me say my piece.
I think Cody.
Let me say my piece, bitch.
We're going to keep ignoring it. I'm talking over you, so you can't say it.
No, fuck
you.
God, you need to no.
fall in love. You need to fall in love.
You don't shut the fuck up.
United.
All right. What was
that movie? That movie.
United.
Still.
Oh my God, Cody.
This woman just brought us like a whole nother season of this podcast.
That's your girl.
Young lady.
You have to marry her now.
Let me bring you up to speed.
bring you up to speed.
On the lies presented on this fucking show.
This
all spun because she put Iron 3 on the
pedestal. Oh, we don't know what you're talking about, man.
And they changed that. Which I do not.
Wayne, edit this out.
But maybe people do.
Cody,
right?
Wayne, edit that out.
Edit that out.
I respect your opinion and all that, but I do not like that movie.
Yeah, you do.
I'm interested in the music part of your question.
You love that music, Cody. What are you talking about? You said it was
I love the music. Yeah, music, man, it sounds great.
You said that. You said it was. You loved how they played it for an hour straight in a row. They just played that shit in a loop. You said you loved it.
Cody, we found the dream girl.
Damn,
I don't know how. I mean, both of y'all can marry Clark Kent together.
My God.
Yeah,
swingers or whatever y'all call it.
Just ignore everything that just happened right now. Don't worry about that. As for Cody, he loved it. As for your music question now.
You motherfuckers. Making nothing right.
Hey, Cody, how would you like to answer the music question, though, since you didn't really have an answer for
why, thank you for letting me speak.
You didn't really have an answer for your liking of Man of Steel.
How kind of you giving me the stage.
You didn't really answer that Man of Steel question of you liking it, so.
Yeah. Let me answer the sensible question. Anyway. sorry, music goes. I think we mentioned this before. This is an artist I love. Name is Kavinsky. He did the song on Drive called Night Call.
That's the shit.
Yes, sir. So I check out his album Outrun, another group or
check
band.
Out the remix version of that too, featuring Lockhart.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, I'll send it to you. Whatever. That is a badass one. It's kind of got more guitar riff in it.
Okay. Nice. Another band I'm digging right now is Broken Bells.
Broken Bells, badass.
Yeah, let him check out The High Road. Fantastic song. Mm-hmm. And maybe one more, The Glitch Mob. Shit gets me hyped. Check them out.
I've only heard one song. I'm like a little behind on them, but they're pretty
Glitch Mob is the shit. So, I have plenty more recommendations, but I'll be here all night. So, if you guys got some.
Dr. Dre, listen to him, because he just made $1 billion, so listen to him. D4L, Shake That Lavi Tavi, that's a good song. You should. And a little homeo, he did a Sam Possum song. No,
he's a great actor too.
Cody stole mine, but Kavinsky, Night Call, that is my shit. That is Night Call, man, that remix too is pretty badass too. I love it. I've been listening to a lot of cover shit lately too. Check out this group called Pentatonix too. They do like covers for songs or whatever shit. I've been listening to their Daft Punk version or whatever, they're pretty good. And then ever since the Xbox One launch party I went to, whatever and shit, when they had Deadmau5 perform, I've been listening to a lot more Deadmau5.
Yeah,
Deadmau5 is pretty badass lately to me. So I'm listening. I'm listening to him the most right now. So
okay, nice.
About you, CJ. This Christian rap singer that used to be a Power Ranger.
Creed.
Transform for the Lord.
Probably will be this Sunday, nigga. So I was
Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
The score to The Hobbit.
Oh, hell no, that don't score to no goddamn Hobbit.
Oh, that's right, because they sung it themselves. They hummed it in the trailer.
No, but as far as music, I don't really listen to music too often, so I don't have any recommendations.
Don't you drive a car, nigga?
I do, but I don't listen to music.
What do you listen to?
Listen to podcasts. Nothing but podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Books on tape and podcasts.
And yet you still can't get my rating right. Okay.
your show don't come out on podcasting. I got to come home and try to find it on the laptop.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That didn't make any
sense. But don't worry. Okay. We'll be putting it on the other site one day.
You heard that, Cody? Your show don't come out on podcasts. All right. Well, all right, people. Next question. Next question. I can't wait for the comments next week to be like, man, what is this nigga talking about?
It's not on, man. You okay? All right,
man. Next question. I didn't know I wasn't recording a podcast then. Okay. Steve, he says, what do you guys think of Donald Sterling saying he was goaded into saying those racist comments? He had no idea or would never say something like that. Do you guys think he's been being sincere or lying his ass off? Also, how would you feel if they did not continue to force him to sell the Clippers?
He ain't lying nothing off. He just confused old racist trash. He don't know what's going on.
That nigga lying his ass off. I'm sorry. That nigga didn't know damn well what he said. You don't just, the shit he said, you just don't come out of nowhere and go like, someone told me to say that. They tricked me into saying that or whatever. No, the shit you said, brother. Yeah. And now you got this thing against Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
That nigga's a racist. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what you said.
Yeah, I don't want that AIDS monkey in my gym.
No, it's funny. This nigga got sponsors to put Magic Johnson's sex life on blast, but it's like, last week, nigga, wasn't you bragging about yours?
Yeah, it seems like getting toes sucked and all that shit.
I don't know why I look in the newspaper these days anymore, but there's a photo of his nigga, like, naked on a bed and shit like that, like, posing and shit. I'm just like, so who the fuck is he to be talking about Magic Johnson as a bad influence on kids because of his sex life? Nigga, Nick. Right. First of all, his...
Right.
This shit was last week, bro. So, yeah. And plus, what does he care? He's a billionaire. He can just... And he's 80. Just sell the fucking Clippers.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, dude. Just sell the team, remove any relation you have to it, put this behind you, go off into the sunset, and die happy. That's all you got to do, man. That's all you got to do.
Just die.
I mean, shit, the thing about him, he might die 3 hours from right now. Shit, it's over. Yeah. Shit. Just take your fucking, you going to make another billion selling their asses. Take your bills and get the fuck up out of here.
Thank you.
You ain't got nothing to prove no more. You've been owning them for 33 goddamn years now, all right? Done deal. I don't even think the NBA matters to you no more because you can't even spell NBA no more without having a nurse help your old ass. Tell you what, you never go broke. I'm going to fuck you up. But anyway. Racist poach monkey. What about you, CJ? Or are you sleeping again?
No, man. Yeah. That's a dog still.
He has no answer. Next question.
Jesus.
Oh my God, alright. Alright.
Jesus, that's too much.
Andrew, he says, any thoughts on the new Batman suit and Batmobile? Also, P1, I've heard you say, I prefer Batman Begins over The Dark Knight. Are you saying Batman Begins is a better film, or is that just your personal preference? I guess I'll answer that first. No, that's a true statement. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. Batman Begins is the better Bruce Wayne Batman film. The Dark Knight is just a better film altogether.
I agree with you 100%.
Because Batman in Dark Knight, he gets overshadowed. And you barely see Batman as it is in the film, whatever. But Batman Begins, I think personally, is the best live-action Batman film as far as Bruce Wayne and Batman goes. I mean, that shit went deep into his story, and I love the training montages and all that. You really know who Bruce Wayne is and the type of guy he is in that movie. So, it's kind of 50-50 on it. I don't think it's the better movie, but I think it's the best Batman movie, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Man, I didn't see that Batman Begins until like a week before The Dark Knight came out. I'm like, oh man, I didn't know there was a Batman movie.
I remember you told me that too. I was like, that must have been a good ass experience, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And part of me wasn't going to go see Batman Begins too because of the bad taste I still have from Batman Robin. But I was like, I'll give it a chance. It's a new film. I really like that film a lot. Wow. Sometimes more than The Dark Knight, but The Dark Knight wins more on performance-wise.
The Dark Knight is damn near a perfect movie for me. I enjoy watching it every time. I love it on Blu-ray. I love watching it on my big screen television. I love
everything about the Dark Knight.
By the way, Cody, they're having a you know, L.A. having summer of movie events, whatever. They're having a showing of the Dark Knight outside theater. Yeah, I think at the amphitheater in Hollywood in July.
Oh, okay.
Alcohol.
That's fascinating.
Alcohol and food will be served as well. So that's our next event where we're going.
I don't see how we cannot do that.
Exactly. They're doing the Avengers next month, so.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, yeah, so it should be all over there. As far as the Batman suit and Batmobile, I didn't really get to look at the Batmobile besides the cover of it, but.
I know you just see the tailpipe, and like, oh, okay, well, that's the tailpipe.
And plus, those look like conceptual art drawings, but that's fine. That's whatever. I think the suit and stuff looks cool, but at this point, I'm not really worried about what DC suits and shit look like that at this point. I don't know what your goddamn story gonna look like.
I love the fucking suit, and I think it's the best interpretation I've seen. He leapt straight off the fucking page, so I couldn't be happier. And from what I can see in the Batmobile, I can't. You see a lot, but it looks pretty uncool. So
I hope that suit looks like it in the movie.
That was an actual picture, so I don't see why it wouldn't.
That was an actual picture? Oh, because that shit was drawn.
I feel like it's drawn.
No, P1 got a point. It does look like the cover of like Arkham City or something like that. Arkham Horror.
Maybe I didn't look at the actual one or whatever. But the site I was looking at, it looked like somebody photoshopped a little bit in there or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Like the blue one, the one I saw in blue looked more without the Photoshop and whatever. So I don't know, but
yeah. That was Photoshop. The only one that was the black and white one.
Yeah, the black and white one. Black one had like gloss all over and shit like that. I was just like, this is a real fucking photo. I mean, or this is just some drawing that this nigga Zack Snyder just drove up in his fucking head or whatever.
It's an actual picture, man. Take it with his camera.
That nigga must got the fanciest, most fucking expensive camera I've ever fucking seen there. Goddamn, that nigga had.
Using that Nolan motion.
It goes. Beneflack money. Anyway, last question comes from Dread 1.5.
Dread.
Wouldn't be an ending of the show.
Oh, boy.
1.5. I listened to what you guys said and thought about it for a long time and come to realize that she's just playing hard to get.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, nigga. Whatever.
All right. All right.
Cody, you wasn't on last week, but last week he said, I'm just going to show her what I mean or whatever. I was just like, okay, we was like, all right, nigga, you stop right in this show. You asking for trouble now.
I know. I don't want to get accused of, like, inciting the rape.
Exactly. Who's going to be? He says, back me up here, CJ. She really does want it. But why do you want you to keep backing him up, CJ?
I know I'm demented, you know, but good Lord.
Yeah, CJ doesn't pay attention to you, bro. Anyway, she really does want it. But I just need to show her somewhere more privately. Okay, man.
Like we said last week, now he's going into electro territory. You know, birthday.
Playing that music.
She want to give me a pussy. She want to give me everything.
I'm trying to explain to her that this is, oh my God, that this is art and affection mixed into one.
Come on, man.
Nigga, man, come on. Don't be the art of your booty hole in jail getting ripped, nigga. He says, every time I see her in class, this is, you want to whip it out and start beating off right
now. Come on.
Oh, you're making this up now, P1. You are not reading this.
Look at yourself.
Come on, Dredd. You have any self-respect, dude? Like, seriously.
I can't believe you just said self-respect on this show. Yeah, I'll send you a fucking link. Ask me for fucking reading this for real. Where was I? Okay. Scroll all the way down. Shit. What do you guys think I should do or say to show her that this is art and not perverted? CJ, you're a sexist. P1, you're a womanizer. And Cody, you're a pimp, so help me out.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn, nigga, why you gotta put all our problems out, nigga? This ain't
I know, right? This is about you.
What you need to do is to go ahead, become a clopper, get like a stuffed pony, just live with that for the rest of your life.
Why don't you be like that dude from Asia? Just make a pillow out of her and just marry the pillow or something like that.
You know what? Here's an idea. Why don't you move to another girl and stop trying to jack off every 5 seconds? How about that?
He's a jerk off bandit, though, Cody. He can't help it.
He can't help it.
You need fucking therapy then, my friend.
He just needs to jerk it off and get it out of his system already.
He just need to get a sock. Get a sock and name it. Name it her name and just, you know.
I'm telling you, the problem is he just never whipped it out and did it yet. That's probably, he just needs to go ahead and do it. Once he busts that nut, his sense is going to come back to reality. He's going to think like, oh, what the fuck was that? Because you never know when you finish fucking a girl or something like that and you bust that nut where you just kind of sit there and go like, damn.
Yeah.
I kind of regret this.
Yeah, you have that downtime, that down.
That downtime to really think about what you just did. Just like, damn, did I really just do that on her face? Man. The hell was I thinking? I'm nasty. I can't touch you. Your senses start coming back to you because men don't realize they dick do more talking than anything. And Dredd, it sounds like your dick is doing all the talking. You ain't thinking at all, nigga.
I think Dredd is a walking dick. No, I don't think he's a human.
I think he's Electro. His dick is playing that music that it was in Fireman 2. Whip it out, beat it down, beat it.
Your dick out.
Jeez,
don't you remember my dick? Don't you remember my dick?
That motherfucker must got the Whisper song on repeat. When you see my dick. Do you see my dick? Hey, bitch.
No, yeah, I know. It kind of like, where do you see my dick? No. Where do you see my dick? No.
Dad, I just want to tell you, dude, she's not playing hard to get. All right, I can tell you this right now.
No, that's for damn sure. She's not playing hard to get at all, Trent.
Dude, she is telling you, fuck off, or I will tell the principal. That's pretty much what's going on at this point or whatever. Do you want to end up on Dateline rape? Watch our faces appear on here. Here's the three Negroes that gave him advice, whatever. It's like, hey, man, we got recorded proof. We didn't tell this nigga nothing.
We ain't gonna edit it out. We're like, don't do it. Don't do it. Do it. Take her now.
Oh, you know, y'all are safe. We ain't gonna edit that shit to where it sound like we did give him the advice of doing that shit, whatever. He's like, oh, it'll be funny, mate.
Wouldn't it be funny if one of your crazy fans went out and raped the girl that he was in love, madly in love with? Like, no way.
I don't think this nigga a fan. I think he a perverted dick fiend, but, you know.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Some he's a womanizer, though, so I wouldn't know any better.
Well, it's only natural for him being a man to want to go ahead and do this, you know, show his penis to a woman, so yes. That's me being a sexist.
You know, I tell you what. Go ahead and do that and see that where that ends you up. Just next day you see her in class, and when you walk past, just go ahead and whip it out and see where that ends you.
Yes, but don't tell her we told you to do that. Don't say that. Keep us out of it completely.
That's why I got a fake name. Good night, everybody.
Set me up. Do it.
It's been another edition of the Darkness of the Phenomenal One. The
Phenomenal
One. I want to make that clear. That's my real name now. The Phenomenal One. When you sign that court paper or whatever, put that on there. Tell them your lovely name, Mr. CJ.
I'm CJ Chicago John the Bear. I'll be in Chicago on the anime convention this weekend on the 16th. So if you guys in that area.
Anyway. No, I'm glad you're telling us now, yeah. Even though that does not refine what I recorded that. But thank you for telling us. We do appreciate that now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I'm that one guy. So
he's the man of steel. You know, he married to the woman
of
steel.
That's right. And we will catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
Later, people.
Darkness.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone. Darkness is spreading. Go ahead. Don't be